I'm Matt Ryan, and I accept the Ice Bucket Challenge to strike out ALS. Grant Zalzano challenged me. I'm ready to roll. Now I challenge Roddy White, Julio Jones, and Harry Douglas to do the same.
He had his hat on. That's not fair.
Matty Ice, you cheated when you got iced.
Welcome back to Rise Up Weekly. It's game three of the NFL preseason, and that is always a big game for teams. Joining us now, John Michaels from the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me here.
Absolutely. And, of course, the big news, Sam Baker going down last week. Obviously, major changes with our offensive line. Talk about what you saw and what we could see tonight.
You know, going into last week's game, Rashawn, Coy and I talked on the pregame show, simple. You had a couple of guys that were looking for jobs. Lamar Holmes, Ryan Schrader, fighting for position. We were thinking they were fighting for a backup job. When that was Sam Baker out, you're talking about an entire offensive line shift. Jake Matthews moving from right tackle to left tackle. And who's going to be your right tackle? That's going to be the biggest question. This was a team that broke camp a couple of weeks ago and had five offensive linemen that have been in the same position from day one. Now you have to change all of that.
Well, John, you're an awesome sideline reporter. You're down there. You'll see him on the sidelines roaming with his microphone. You were down there when Julio came back for the first time in last week's preseason game. Tell us what you saw. How did he look? How do you think he's going to do tonight's game as well?
Well, he looks as fast and as big as he's ever looked, Coy. I mean, he's 6'4", he's 229 pounds, and he's still moving really well. Didn't look like he had any ill effects from the foot injury. It looked like the foot was just fine. Some people said he looked a little bit rusty. He missed a long catch down the sidelines. I thought that was more on Matt Ryan, who even said on Hard Knocks, I should have put the ball inside. But Julio looks like the same guy you saw a year ago that was on pace for 1,900 yards receiving. Keep getting him the ball. Keep feeding it to him. He'll be fine.
Speaking of feeding the ball, we saw a couple of backup quarterbacks stepping in, and, you know, Renfrey and T.J. Yates. Tell us what you thought about that competition that's happening.
You know, that's an interesting one when you start to look at the backup position between T.J. and Sean Renfrey. Sean looked great a week ago. Sean looked like a guy that was in control of the offense. He was making his checks. He was making his throws. We saw on Hard Knocks again this week. T.J. Yates talked about he hadn't been in this offense very long. He just got traded here a couple of months ago, and he's had his time that he's now had to try to learn the offense. He's spending time. You saw the clip on Hard Knocks again of him going through the playbook, kind of mimicking himself, what he's going to do at the line, making his checks. He's a guy that really has to impress this week, I think, in week number three to be the number two quarterback on the scene.
I agree. Yates, you know, he would, of his four completions out of his 10 passes, only one was in the air over 10 yards. A lot of checkdowns. Of course, he had the two interceptions. And again, Renfrey looked solid. Now, he's been in this system for a while. I really liked what I saw out of him. Now, real quick, who's one person you're going to be watching in tonight's game to step it up?
For me, it's going to be Jaquie Smith. Watch him. Oh, yeah. This kid plays with an anger. We saw it in the second half last week, Coy. It seemed like the younger guys were really more interested in coming out and hitting somebody. He plays with that edge that Mike Smith's been talking about. He's a player that I'll be watching for tonight.
Now, this is the third preseason game. Tell us about how important this win or loss could be, or is that important?
You know, for me, it's not a win or loss thing. I think it's more important to get the continuity going. Matt Ryan talked about it this week again on Hard Knocks. He said simply, we've got to play Atlanta Falcons football. And if they play Atlanta Falcons football, they're better than the Tennessee Titans. The main thing here is come out healthy, don't get anybody else hurt, and get the continuity with the offense and defense. I don't care win or loss.
John, look forward to seeing you on that sideline tonight. Woo! Roaming around. Look, when we come back, Rashawn and I are going to learn part of a Falcons cheerleader dance routine. We're going to have a little competition. Now, I've heard that the only time I dance well is when I walk through a cobweb. But I think I'm going to win this one. Wait till you see it.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to see about that. Also, you don't want to miss Questionable Questions with Devonta Freeman.
Cool, dude.
Much more time.